Shabbat Daf Mem Dalei, we're starting on the Amud, right? So Amar Rabbi Yehuda ben Shilam Rabbi Asi Amar Rabbi Yochanan. It's like a halacha. Rabbi Yehuda ben Lakish, with regards to a dead person, Rabbi Yochanan paskan zalocha. In regards to a dead body, if there's a dead body, there's a fire. You are allowed to move the dead body. Okay, for the reason that we said that basically, if you don't let him move the body, we worry that he might come put out the fire, and that's in Sudoraita. Removing the dead body is a gzara d'rabbanan. Now the last lines of the Mishnah, right? So the Mishnah is on Daf Mem Bet, is it right? Is it on Mem Bet or Mem Gimel? Where's the Mishnah? Anybody find the Mishnah? Yeah, we are. Mem Bet Amud Bet. Right, so the ein niotan, and Rashi explained the ein niotan means ein lo nehenin mimeno. Right, talking about a ner that you can't put a kli under the ner. About Hashem im natnu b'odyom mutar v'ein niotin, you can't get any hana from this. Lefisha eno mina muchan. Right, what is going on over here? Rashi Gemara is like this: ein niotin amenu lefisha eno mina muchan. Tan Rabbanan mutar Hashemin mutar, the balance of the any oil that's left over in this candle. Right, shebener b'shebekara asur. So Tanakama says, Asur, Rabbi Shimon Matir. Rabbi Shimon says, no, it's okay. Look at Rashi over there. There's no Rashi over there. Okay, so basically it's a machloket over here, machloket Tanaim, where the leftover shemen is mutar or not. Now here, just out of interest, somebody's got a Rambam there. Just tell me, what does the Rambam say? Is the halacha like Tanakama, like Rabbi Shimon? Anybody? Michael, Steve.
Ken, show me.
No, but I'm waiting for an answer.
If you are remaining in another lamp from Shabbat, if you can set aside from use when Shabbat began.
So it's Asur?
Yeah.
So we pass Ken Rabbi Yehuda.
It is prohibited to move an oil lamp that was burning on Shabbat, even after it's no longer burning, and no oil remained, because it was set aside while burning at twilight.
Okay, well, okay, that's okay. New Mishnah. Now, metaltelin ner chadash, aval lo yashan. See how the Tanakhama says now, whenever we use the lashon ner, when we ner, we'll be speaking about ner. Ner is like some sort of cheres, like a porcelain type of structure which would light a fire and put a wick in. Like you see in all the diggings. You know, if you go and do a tour or whatever, you find these like little porcelain things, place for oil and a place for a wick. When it gets burnt, it gets very dirty. Okay, when you burn these things, they become black and ugly and dirty. Okay, so while it's brand new, it's nice and pretty to put on your mantelpiece. But after a while, it becomes black, you don't want to touch it. So that's ma'us. Okay, that's what we talk about when we say it's ma'us. It's disgusting because it's black and sooty and all full of oil. So metaltli ner chadash, avala yashan. So Mishnah says over here, you can move on Shabbos a new one. Why look at Rashi? She'enu ma'us, because not disgusting. V'chazi lishtamushe, right? It says there, and it's something which you can use, right? Lishtamushe, and Hagodah Bach to put it in lamushe beilehed yet. Pashut that you can use it. She'lo dalak bo ner mona. You've never ever lit fire in it. So you want to use it, you can put a plant in it, or whatever the case, I don't know, we're going to use it to put some flour, some salt, use it as a salt cellar, whatever you want, it's not mukta. Avalo yashan, but not if it's used already. Look at Rashi, why not? The mukta machmat miusu. We discussed this yesterday already, this idea of mukta machmat mius, because it's disgusting, therefore it's out of your mind, and you wouldn't touch it. You're not going to go around picking up dirty, smelly things, therefore it's pashut before Shabbos, you wouldn't use it, therefore it's mukta. That's what the Mishnah says. Where am I? Sorry. Metaltelin ner chadash, avalo yashan. Rabbi Shimon Omer, Rabbi Shimon says, no. Rabbi Shimon says, kol ha-neirot metaltelin chutz min ha-ner ha-dolek b'shabbat. Rabbi Shimon says differently. Rabbi Shimon says, all candles that aren't burning at the moment as we speak, right, or weren't used to be lit on Shabbos, right, are not muktzah. Tanakama says that a new lamp isn't muktzah, an old lamp is muktzah, even if you never lit it, you never used it the Shabbos, the fact that it's been used in the past, it's ugly, it's ma'os. Rabbi Shimon says no, that only the lamp that you lit this Shabbos is muktzah. Any other lamp is mutar, even if it's ma'os. So the Gemara is like, "Rabbanan metalti ner chadash velo yashan di Rabbi Yehuda." The Gemara brings the Braita over here, which shows you this machloket in the Braita. So who's the daya that says new but not old, Rabbi Yehuda? Rabbi Meir Omer, kol haner metaltlin. Rabbi Meir says no. Kol haner metaltlin chutz min haner shehidliku bo b'shabbat. See that? A little bit different to Rabbi Shimon there in the Mishnah. Here he says there, only the light that you specifically used b'shabbat. Right? That you, shehidliku bo b'shabbat. I think he means over here that have been lit on Shabbos. Right? Look at Rashi there. Chutz min haner shehidliku. V'af agav shekava. Asud itlan Rabbi Meir muktzah machmat isur. It says, Rabbi Meir says like this, that only the lamp that you lit on Shabbos, if you lit it last night, but now this morning, let's say the oil's burnt out, and the candle isn't burning any longer, that, says Rabbi Meir, is still asur, right? Why is that asur? That's muktzah machmat isur. Because it was asur to use the candle on Shabbos, it's got an isur on it, and that's the muktzah it's got. But as far as Maus is concerned, if you never lit the candle this particular Shabbat, you use it last Shabbos or during the week, and it's black and sooty and dirty, that's not asur to move, as opposed to Rabbi Yehuda says it is. Rabbi Shimon goes one step further. Rabbi Shimon says, no. Omer chutz min haner hadolek b'shabbat. Only the ner while it's alight. So Rabbi Meir says, even if it has already burnt out, you can't move it. Rabbi Shimon says, no. Only while the candle there is burning and there's a flame, you can't move it. Once it's gone out, it's finished, burnt off the oil, you can move it, no problem. Kafta mutar taltala. Okay, once it's moved, no problem. Look at Rashi there. Chutu aner had dolek b'shabbat, bo'od shehu dolek asur, shem yechabe aner. Why? Because you might come to extinction and you're over on kibui. So Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Shimon argue about the candle on Shabbos while it's lit. As far as Rabbi Yehuda is concerned, makes no difference. Anything we've ever lit before is maus, is asur. Rashi carries on the bright of Al-Kos, ukara of Ashashit. Now, a kos over here, ukara v'ashashit, ashit dakta v'lantern, the kara is a big bowl, and a kos, we'll see in a second that the Gemara understands that these are bigger than just the regular ner. Look at Rashi, the ashashit, kos gadol shel shuchit, shekorin lampa, a lamp, right? The nun in the, like a lampa, right? We've seen them before, right? So there, lawyers is amim komo. You can't move them, look at Rashi. V'afilu kavah haner, ulakav v'ashashit, even if it's already burnt out. So it seems to be over here that Rabbi Shimon agrees that a big candle, like a lamp or a torch or a burning, a big thing, that you can't move. But when he says you can't move, is a small lamp. Right, we'll see in a second. Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Shimon, Omer. So now, Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Shimon, we saw this, remember, on Daf Lamed Gimel. Rabbi Eliezer is Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai's son. He was together with him in the Mara for 12 years. Right, so we see Rabbi Shimon says that you can move the candle once it's burnt out, but not a big one. Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Shimon, his son, says, Mistapek min haner akava, umin hashem min hamitavtef, vaafilu b'sha'a shaner dolek. So he adds on a separate halacha altogether. He says that while the candle is there, you can use oil that's existing in the can. Remember, it could be good olive oil, and you now got to make a salad. You're looking for some olive oil. Say, I've got olive oil in the candle. Quickly take a spoon, go over, stick your spoon in, and take out some olive oil. Right, so no problem. Look at Rashi. See that? Look at Rashi. Nera kava. The kavan de kava v'holech lo mechayev tu mishum mechabe. Once it's gone out, what do we care? So there's oil left over there. You can use it. Umin hashemina metaftef. And now it's just two things, right? So one is you can use the olive oil left over in the nera once the fire's gone out. But even if while it's busy burning, if oil's dripping off, let's say that there's some sort of drip of oil, you can get that drip of oil as well and you can use it. Amar Abaya, so Abaya says like this, Rabbi Lezer, Rabbi Shimon, Savala Kavu Bechada, Upali Galea Bechada. This is interesting. So Rabbi Lezer, Rabbi Shimon agrees with his father on one point of aloha, but argues with his father on one point of aloha. I'll explain now. Savala Kavu Bechada, he holds like his father, it says what? The late lay muktza. There's no muktza. Because we see that Rabbi Eliezer says that you could even take the oil out of the flame, out of the candle once it's finished burning. So the candle's not mukta. And the oil dripping off is not mukta. So it's definitely not a problem. You can use it. And he argues with him on one. What's he arguing on him? So he says that his father, Rabbi Shimon, said what? That when can you use this candle, get hana'ah from it? only when the flame has already gone out. Look at Rabbi Shimon. Omer chutz min haner hadolek b'shabbat. Kavta mutar l'taltla. He says, only while it's burning, it's asur. Once it's gone out, you can metaltel. Rabbi Lezer, his son, says, no, even while it's burning, no problem. You can get hana'a. You can benefit from it. You can take the oil off. You can use the shemen even while it's still burning. So that's what Abaya says. He agrees with him with regards to mukta, right? Rabbi Shimon, he says, kavur b'chad in the late, he hasn't got mukta, but he argues with him that even while it's burning, you're allowed to use it. Aval kos ukarava shishit loiza mim koma. So now he says, "Avia, I'm not sure this is Abaya talking." So with regards to the kos, the bigger candles, the bigger flames that are burning, there Rabbi Shimon said loiza mim koman, right? So we didn't see over here anything. Rabbi Eliezer made no comment on that about moving it. He just, you can get the oil off it. It seems to be everybody agrees that you can't move these big candles. The most question now is, why is there a distinction between the bigger candles and the smaller candles? So says, "Mashna honey." So what's the difference? Amar Ula Seifei Tan Rabbi Yehuda. He says, "Why?" He says, "Because don't read the brighter that Tanakama." He says, "Rabbi Yehuda," and then we made Rabbi Shimon, and then we go back and we say, "Aval Kos Ukar Vashashid Loizamim Komam," and that's Rabbi Shimon still talking. No, now it's Rabbi Yehuda again. That's what he wants to say. And Rabbi Yehuda, we know it's Ashur. There's Ishur here of Mukta Machmat Mils, and therefore it's all Mukta. So Masut doesn't like it. So I don't understand. Matri Rabbi Masutra, I hachi my aval. So the Lashon doesn't work well. Because let's look at the back in the brighter, go up another, go back six or seven lines. It says there, Rabbi Shimon Omer, Mistapek min Rabbi Shimon Omer, chutz min haner hadolek b'shabbat. Only while it's lit you can't use it. Kafta mutar taltla. Aval, kos v'karashim, doesn't the aval seems to be pashut that it's Rabbi Shimon speaking. Rabbi Shimon says you can move it, but you can't, if it's a kara kos v'ashut, you can't move it. So that's what Masutra says. What's this aval? Right? He says, look at Rashi. Rashi says, yeah, my aval, mi dekamer aval, mi chlal de b'ner mutar. See, we're speaking here from the Hipshech, and the ner mutar, el amar Masutra, lo Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Masutra says, no, it is Rabbi Shimon, and it's the continuation of Rabbi Shimon. V'chi keshar Rabbi Shimon, when Rabbi Shimon said it's mutar, what was mutar? B'ner zuta. The apples with a small candle. Look at Rashi there, b'ner zuta. Why b'ner zuta, says Rashi? The da'atei ale, mibod yom. He knew that this candle over here was going to burn out. Already Erev Shabbos, it's a small candle. How long can it last for, right? He knew it would go out. Therefore, he already knew Erev Shabbos when he lit the candle. This candle's got oil that can burn for 2 hours, 3 hours. And he knew that tomorrow it would be empty with oil, it would be burnt out, and he'd be come back to use this oil again. But these ones, the nefishe, which are big, right? Look at Rashi there. As far as he was concerned, there's so much oil that could burn the whole day. So he tzah midato already by Hashmashot that this candle is not going to be used for Shabbos, and therefore it was gone. Right? So the Gemara says, "Vaha Tanya, we haven't got a brighter that says Motara Shemen Shebener Ubeshebekara Asur V'Rabbi Shimon Matir." How can you say that? If you tell me now that Rabbi Shimon's telling us that even a big one, he knew that it was going to be off bounds, we've got a brighter that Rabbi Shimon's the exact opposite. Right, the Tanakama says Motara Shemen Shebener, the balance of the oil there, Veshebekara. Now we got Ner and Kara, a small Ner or a big one. Doesn't make the difference. Asur. And Rabbi Shimon says no. Whether it's a big one or a small one, we can use it. Rabbi Shimon Matir. Right, look at Rashi. The Kara and the Fisher Kashi, Kara Kara. He says in here, and Kara here is big. So we got a steer here in this brighter between Kara to Kara. In the first brighter, we said Rabbi Meir Shimon says only Mutar and Ner, but a Kara Shishit. And of course, which are big, or Asur. And yeah, this bright is saying that a Ner or Kara. So it seems to be, we've got a stereo between Kara and Kara. So Gemara says, no. When we said over here, it's Rabbi Shimon Matir, Hatam Kara Dumia de Ner. Hacha Kara Dumia de Kos. It says, yeah, in our brighter that we read above here, we saw Ner went on its own, and then we had Kos Kara Vashishit. Where was Kara? In the middle of Kos Vashishit. So the Kara we're talking about there in our brighter here is a big Kara. Here in this brighter, which says it's mutar, it says ner vakara. I mean, a little kara. It's also like a little ner, just two different things, the same size. Gemara says, don't, there's no stira whatsoever. Rabbi Shimon's consistent. In the previous brighter, we saw speaking about a small ner and a big kara. In a small ner, you can use it because you expect it to go out. In a big kara, you wouldn't. In this bright over here, a ner and kara are synonymous, and therefore you're talking about a small kara, which would be the same like a ner, and you would have intended for it to go out. Okay, now, a new halachacha. This is quite interesting because now we start getting closer to our circumstances, right? None of us here, or very few of us, I think I mentioned that there are Sfaradim who light that ner like kara, like Judith, for example, she lights in our shishit, in a kara. She puts in wicks and she puts in oil and she lights much like this. But most of us light with pamotim, with candlesticks. So most like this. Amar Rabbi Zeira, pamot, shedliku bo b'shabbat. Pamot on candles, the Rashi, menorah shel matechet ve'ena meusa. That's the real difference between a ner and a pamot. Pamotim, silver candlesticks, right, or steel candlesticks. You got the candle on the top, oil on the top. The candlestick itself doesn't get burnt. You don't see black candlesticks on after Shabbos. The candlesticks are in pretty good condition. Just the top, you know, or that glass thing, or the candle itself is burnt out. So now the whole concept of muktzeh machmat maus doesn't apply any longer because there's no maus. Nothing's maus, not meus over here. So he said like this, Amar Bizeira. Pamot shediku b'shabbat ledivre ha-matir asur ledivre ha-oser mutar. What does he mean over here? Look at Rashi. Ledivre ha-matir, right? That's Rabbi Meir, right? So Rabbi Meir, in our bright, if you look at the very beginning of the Gemara, we had Torah about metaltlin ner chadash, aval lo yashan, dear Rabbi Yehuda. And Rabbi Meir said, kol aner metaltlin chutz min aner shedliku bo b'shabbat. So Rabbi Meir, who said that all the candles, all nerot are mutar, they aren't asur, other than the one that you lit on this particular Shabbos. That's what Rashi Zaviyah, the divrei hamatir, right? Rabbi Meir, hamatir b'ner yashan, right? Oser b'hai de muktz machmat isur kediktani le'el, chutz min aner shedliku bo b'shabbat. Even the pamot, which you lit this Shabbos, even though there's no ma'us, Rabbi Meir will say, you can't use it. Why? Because you lit it on Shabbos. Something you lit on Shabbos becomes asur machmat mitzvah. Right? That's what he says here. Rabbi Zera says like this, pamot shehidliku bo b'shabbat, on the Shabbos, you lit it that Shabbos, the divrei hamatir Meir, who says that normally a candle be mutar, would be asur. And the divrei ha'oser, and who's the divrei ha'oser? Look at Rashi, Rabbi Yehuda. Ha'oser b'ner yashan shel cheres, hatamu demais, aval ha'cheshari v'leit le'em muktz machmat isur. So there, what was Rabbi Yehuda's reason why he said a candle is asur? Not because it was lit this Shabbos, because disgusting. So if it didn't make a difference when you lit it, lit this Shabbos, last Shabbos, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, then what made it asur was the fact that it was disgusting. Candlestick never become disgusting. So a candlestick, even if you lit it this Shabbos, as long as it hasn't got a candle on it any longer, wouldn't be a mut, wouldn't be asur. That's why it says it would work in an invert relationship. The Gemara said like, Lameimra, Rabbi Yehuda, Muktzeh Machmat Mius, Itlei, Muktzeh Machmat Isur, Leitlei. What are you talking about? You think that Rabbi Yehuda has only got Isur Machmat Mius and Isur Machmat Mitzvah? Like Rabbi Meir, you lit this Shabbos, you lit a mitzvah, you're using a mitzvah, you knew that you couldn't use that candlestick for anything else because it was busy fulfilling a mitzvah. So it was muktzeh. Why that doesn't apply? That's his question. Vaha Tanya, have we got a brighter that says, Omer kol ha-neirot shel matechet metaltelin, all of them, right? Look at Rashi there, ner shel matechet, lo ma'is kagon shel choshet lo bala, right? Any of those things. Chutz min ha-ner shedliku bo b'shabbat. Even if you lit the ner on Shabbos. It's still asur. So the fact that it's a candlestick allows us to carry it around, machmat mius, but if it was lit on Shabbos, it's still asur. So why should Rabbi Yehuda make any difference between them? The Gemara says, so therefore it can't be that. Because this was Rabbi Yehuda himself. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, so therefore we can't say that the one who says Asur will say Mutar and says Mutar will say Asur. Because we see over here that Rabbi Yehuda will say Asur under all circumstances, even this one, because it was lit on Shabbos. If you want to make a come up with some sort of limud, this is what you're going to say. I'm Rabbi Zaira. This is what Rabbi Zaira, what you Zaira already said. Pamot shehidiku alav b'shabbat, the particular candlesticks that were used on this Shabbos for lighting, divrei hakol asur. Everybody says that if you use them, they are asur. Lo hidiku alav, divrei hakol mutar. With pamotim, there's no isur. The only issue that you could have with pamotim is that they were used on Shabbos, machmat mitzvah. There's no machmat mius. And therefore, if you lit it, it's asur. You never lit it, it's not asur. And that's more or less how we live today, right? As a rule, candlesticks are in your cupboard, right? Decorative candlesticks, aren't really asur if you never lit them on Shabbos. But candlesticks that you lit on Shabbos, even when the candles go out, are asur. And that's what we spoke about it yesterday. I think that before I mentioned the idea of davar basis le davar asur, we'll get to that. That candlesticks that are on a table, and the table's gone, and the candlesticks have gone out, you can't move that table because it's a basis le davar asur. It serves as a basis for something which is asur. But there are ways to get around it. And that's why it's preferable, probably not to light candles on a table, and to light your Shabbos candle on a separate table. We'll get to that. Okay, Amar Rav Yehuda, Amar Rav Mita. So now we come onto this whole idea here of Mamasha Basis Levar Asur. So Amar Rav Mita She Yachda Lemaot. If you've got a bed, let's say a bed over here could be a table or a bureau or anything like that, and it was designated for money. Right? So let's say you're a money changer. Right, you got a little bank in your back of your house there, and you've got a table that you always use. When people come into your house, you take them into your bedroom, and you got a little couch, which that's where you always place your money. So it was dedicated for money. Asur taltila, says Rabbi Huda, the name of Rav. Asur, you can't move that bed. Look at Rashi there. Sheyacht yichta lemaot mitasha bahazmana ba'alma. Even though you haven't used it, va'afilu avabi shelo heniach alei ma'olam. You never, the very fact that you dedicated that bed, you said, as of now, that's where I'm going to put my money. You've never ever stuck money on it in your life. It's already asur on Shabbos, or it becomes mukta. That's what Rav Yehuda Amar Rav says. So now, Meiti Vav, we're going to Kashi from a writer, Rav Nachman by Yitzhak, it's like this, Metalteli Ner Chadash, Avalo Yashan. Look at Rashi. He says that you can move a Ner Chadash, not mukta, Avalo Yashan, but not an old one. Rabbi Yehuda is the one who's saying that it's mukta. Amelo mit asar bahazbana midekamar. Right. Therefore, we see over here that if Rabbi Nachman says you can metaltli ner chadash, now ner chadash, there's been hazbana. It's been yichud. It was built and bought for the purposes of lighting a candle. But it's a ner chadash. You haven't yet used it. And we see it's mutar. So we see over here that the very fact that just designating something doesn't make it mutar, asur. Right? And why did we say a second ago that a bed, just the zimun ba'alma, the yichud, just designating it makes it asur? We see a candlestick, and that's definitely designated, only become asur when you've used them. That's what Rashi says here. V'har Rabbi Yehuda ka'amala de'itle mukta. He says it's mukta. Amelomit asvazmana, the candlestick. The kamar aval lo yashan. Right, but not an old one. Velo ketani aval lo hamiyuchadikach. But only an old one becomes asur, not a designated one, even if it's new. So what's going on over here? What's this now? Uma ner, right? Uma ner. So he says, what's the issue of a candle? For that purpose, a candle you have for lahachi avida, you got it, you made it to use for lighting candles. Ki lo hidlik ba sharitut, and nonetheless, even though that's a high level of designation, if you haven't yet used it, it's mutar. So mita de lav lahachi avida lokoshkan, in a bed which is not really bought and made and used and as a rule for money, right? So surely there, just designating it wouldn't make it asur. It's a kosher candle. If a candle which is designated for lighting doesn't become asur until you've used it, why is a bed asur if you just dedicated it, designated for money, and you haven't yet used it? That's a Gemara's question. Question clear, correct?
Regarding the candles, only Shabbat candles or Chanukiah?
Any candle. Any. Chanukiah might be mukta milechatchile because you only use it for Chanukah. I don't know. What else would you use a Chanukiah for? You're never going to, unless you use a Chanukiah, I suppose in the old days you never had candles, maybe you never had electricity, maybe you use a Chanukiah to light lots of candles. But I think today, I would argue that a Chanukiah today is definitely mukta on Shabbos because it's pashut that you aren't going to use it. Unless it's a very beautiful one and you want to decorate your table and you've got visitors coming, I don't know, maybe. But as a rule, I would think a Chanukiah would be mukta. So, So we've got this question here on Rabbi Yehuda Amar Rav. Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak brings us brighter. How can you say that a mitah, the very fact that you designated it, already becomes asur? Where we see that Rabbi Yehuda, he says that a candlestick becomes asur only comes when you use it, and a candlestick is a higher level of designation than a mitah. So one says, you're right. Eleit mar hachit mar. Again, let's correct what we want to say. Rabbi Yehuda Amar Rav, this is what Rabbi Yehuda Amar Rav said. We misunderstood him the first time around. Mitah sheyichedah lema'ot. A bed that was dedicated for money, heniach aleha ma'ot, asur l'taltela. If you've put money on it once, then it's asur. Lo heniach aleha ma'ot, mutar l'taltela. If you never put money on it, this mutar fits in beautifully now with our brighter, according to Rabbi, look at Rashi there. Lo heniach aleha ma'ot, afilu b'chol. See that even during the week, not on Shabbos. Hare hukze le'isu, vas l'taltela, afilu nistaku ha'ma'ot b'od yom. Even if you remove the money erev Shabbos, doesn't make a difference. If you said from now on, that bed is my bed for money, and money was put on it once during the week, even though there's no money now on Shabbos, it makes no difference. V'lo damid ner shel matechet. It's different to a ner. The shay Rabbi Yehuda dehatam b'lo yichdu. Where a candle, right, so here with a bed, we have to have yichud, and it's different to a candlesticks, right? The shari Rabbi Yehuda dehatam b'lo yichdu. Okay? I mean, I'm a bit confused about that, Rashi. What he means over there, that even if you didn't dedicate it, or if you hadn't dedicated it yet, you can use it. He wants to say that Rabbi Yehuda, remember we spoke about Rabbi Yehuda, we said Rabbi Yehuda has got mukta, and Rabbi Shimon hasn't got mukta. We said that Rabbi Yehuda, what do you mean has got mukta? We said this last night, that he has got mukta in the sense that Rabbi Yehuda, everything becomes mukta unless you actually say it's, you're going to use it on Shabbos. Rabbi Shimon says you have to say that things are not going to be used for Shabbos for them to become mukta. So I suppose over here what he's saying, I think what Rashi's saying over here is, below damid ner shematechet deshari b'yehuda dehatam below yichti. If you never said that that candlesticks are actually going to be used off as candlesticks, then Rabbi Yehuda would agree that you could still use them until you had used them before. Where with a bed, the yichud, you have to yichud, because candlesticks we would assume automatically yuchad for something. He's saying, no, Rabbi Yehuda, we actually need yichud over here. I don't know, I'm not sure. Now, lo yichta lema'ot, if you now say when we correct Rabbi Yehuda Marav, we said as follows, that a bed, if you did yichud, then it would depend if you had put money on it once upon a time or not. If you had done it once, finished, you can't use it ever again. If you didn't do yichud, right, didn't do yichud, look at Rashi, lo yichta lema'ot, right? In other words, you didn't say it's for sure. Then, yesha lema'ot, asu l'taltela. And lema'ot, mutal l'taltela. Then it comes different. Then it's only a question of if there's money on it or not. So if you didn't dedicate it as a permanent money-based bed, then if there is money on it on Shabbos, it becomes asur, because it's a davar basis davar asur. If there's no money on it, there's like any other bed, it's mutar, you can use it whatsoever. Look, Rashi, lo yichal ma'ot, en aleha ma'ot b'Shabbos, mutar tatla, fa'af agav deniach aleha ma'ot b'chol. So even though you had put money on it during the week, but you didn't dedicate and say, this bed is my money bed. It happened to be, you came home one day, and you sat down, you took out your money in the pocket, and you counted on the couch. That doesn't turn the couch into a davar mukta. Clear? Okay? Yeah. Right.
Darren, maybe with candlesticks, the chiluk is that candlesticks don't need yichud, because they don't have any other use.
Well, that's what I said. That's why...
You can sit on a couch.
I agree with you. That's my difficulty with the Rashi there with Rabbi Yehuda. Because Rashi is saying... Why? Below yichdu. But what do you mean below yichdu? By definition, candlesticks have got yichud.
Right.
So that's I agree with you 100%. That's why I don't understand that Rashi. Okay. So now, right, and what is he adding over here? V'hu shelo hayu aleha ben hashmashot. And that's so long as there wasn't money there ben hashmashot. The fact that there isn't money there, now does it help me? The time that we have to make sure there wasn't money was about a shmasho. For the same klal like we saw yesterday. Remember we quoted the Gemara yesterday, I think it was a Mem Gimel Amud Aleph. We said there that Ikta, we was it Amud Aleph, Amud Bet. Hold on, we actually read it yesterday, remember? We said it katse ben a shmasho, it katse le kol yoma, or was it a Mem Aleph? A Mem Bet. Anybody remember where we saw it? I think we had the klal, was it yesterday? We said that it katzei ben hashmashot. Yeah, on Mem Gimel. If you look back yesterday's daf, it's important daf this. That was a makor for muktzah on Beis Hamashot, right? As the at the narrow, the last narrow lines of the Gemara. So the Amar Rabbi Odin Leal Kol Beis Hamashot Migo De It Katzay Le Beis Hamashot It Katzay Le Kule Yoma. That's the klal. When something is muktzeh midatcha, is removed from your mind at Beis Hamashot, it runs into Shabbos even if it isn't there now. So even though the money isn't there now, that's not the test. The test is, was it there at Bein HaShmashot or not? Okay. So now we've finished with that. Now, Amar Ula. On this idea over here of different things and different parts, Ula also, he said, okay, so Mativ Rabbi Lazar, the Mesorah Shah changes Rabbi Lazar. So Mativ Rabbi Lazar, Mukhni Shela. Mukhni Avirashi says, Mukhni is a wheel. Look at that, says, Mukhni Shela, says, Gabay Shida. We learned about Kailim. He agala shel eitz, a wooden carriage, mukefet mechzot, surrounded by walls, like a, not an open flat bed, but like with sides. Lemerkava rashim rashim, for carrying people, like a carriage. Muchni ofen. Now, if you ofen here from ofanaim, ofanaim is a two wheeler, right? Ofen is one wheel, like the wheel. Rashi is muchni is wheel. Bizman chini shmetet ein chibula veinim deretima vein matzeretima boel abet. I'll translate in a second. So now, if the wheel is nishmetet avia, says Rashi, lav dafka having already been removed, but if it's removable, I think. Look at Rashi here. Bizman chi nishmetet, ka'ein ofanei agalashtan, similar to the wheels of our carriages, she'adam yachol lesalko min agala. They're removable. But they aren't built in one part, they're removable. So if you've got this wheel of a carriage that's removable, right, then ein chiburla, look at Rashi, the chashuva he kli la'atzma. It's not connected to this carriage. It's a separate kli. Dishida. Now, I'll just explain this outside because long rush over here. I want to just try and explain this as clearly as possible. When it comes to tuma, we've learned this before plenty times, right? We learn it from the whole thing of suck, beged or v'suck, that something is makabel tuma in metaltel. Right, reikav mele'ah. Remember that? If you can carry it while it's full or empty. So if it's heavy, light enough, even while it's full, to be able to be carried, and it's got a beta kibul, it's got a receptacle, to be makabel tumah. If it's too heavy and it can't be carried, either heavy, empty, or full, then it doesn't makabel tumah, because as if it's mechubar to karka. So we saw there that a shida or a teiva, a box or a chest or set of drawers or cupboards or anything like that, that we saw that had a measure of 40 seah. Remember we said that was the measure. It was 40 seah, like a mikvah. If it had a measure of 40 seah, that would be outside the bounds of being able to be carried heavy, empty or full. If it was empty, you don't have to carry it. Therefore, it wouldn't be makabel tuma. So now you've got, that's the first principle must bear in mind. The other one is, we've got the notion of mahil. We discussed this plenty times. That if a person walks over a dead body, right, that's just lying on the floor or buried without any chatzitza, we'll come to that in a second, nothing separating it. You walk over it, you cause an ohel over the body, and now you become to mate ohel. It's as if you walk into a room and the dead body was with you. You become that room. And that's called to mate, also from mate ohel. Now, we've discussed it before as well, that we see today when the Chevra Kedisha bury somebody, so they always put over the body like those slats. You know, we always see it like a, what they call, like these, like concrete slats or
slabs or
polystyrene. They put something over the body, right, which basically stops the tumah. There's I think a tefach between the body and the area. If there's a tefach above the body and there's something over it, it covers, it stops the tumor from coming up. Remember that? We discussed that as well. So now, if you've got a carriage, right, and you go over a dead body, and that carriage is not big enough, isn't Abraham Sayah, and it's light enough that you can, let's say that you had like a little trolley, and you drag the trolley over a dead body, so the trolley would be makabel tumor, it would cause an ohel over the body, if there was nothing separating the body, and that carriage would become tumat mate. Same thing, if you were driving in a carriage and the carriage wasn't big enough, let's say it was a very little carriage, you'd all become tumat mate. Now we assume that a carriage is bigger than 40 seah and it's separate. So when the carriage goes over the body It separates the body. It doesn't become tamei, the carriage, and it protects you. It's actually quite clever. Think about it from a chachami point of view. Otherwise, everybody driving in a car, you'd always think that you're tamei mate because you drove over a dead body. This way, because the car is very heavy, the car isn't a kabel tumah. Therefore, you can drive over a dead body and the car is insulated from the tumah, won't become tamei. Same idea, the carriage. But now, what about the wheel? Is the wheel part of the carriage? And therefore, the wheel won't become tamei like the carriage. Or no, is the wheel, because it's detachable, a separate kli altogether? And if the wheel happened to go over the dead body, the wheel would become tamei as a tumat mate. Okay, that's all those, put all those things together, and now let's see what's going on over here. Look at the drashi. Eno chibula. The chashuv hi kli la'atzma. The wheel is a kli of its own. The ish shida bat kibule tuma hi kagon she'ene machzeket arba'im seya belach v'nitma'a hashida. Right? So now, on the one hand, if the shida wasn't a bat kibul of arba'im seya, 40 seya, and it would become tamei, and the shida got tamei, says Rashi, lo nitma'a muchni. The wheel wouldn't become tamei. Because the wheel we're saying now is separate to the agala, to the cart. The e love bat kibule tumehi venaga tuma bemuchni. And if the wheel itself wasn't a measure of 40 say, in other words, if it wasn't something which was protected on tuma, and something which is susceptible to tuma, and the wheel touched something which was tamei, hamuchni tamei al atzma. Delo chashiv mishida. Then the wheel would become tamei, and the wheel wouldn't make the carriage tamei. Well, they're independent, even though they look like they're one thing. The chidushia is that the wheel is separate. So if the wheel goes over a dead body, it doesn't make the carriage tame. Remember, the wheel won't be tame the carriage, right? A kli is only be tame food. Remember that? A kli is not tame another kli. Remember that? Right? Chashi meshida vehi metaltela mele'a v'rekanita yesh la beit kibul. Because you can carry a wheel on its own, it's light enough, and it's got a beit kibul, it's got some sort of receptor, it'll become tame. So that is what we say over here, Eino chibula, it's not part of the carriage. Now, what does it mean, v'ein na nimdede tima, it's not measured with it. Inyan tuma, k'bishna de kli eitz, ha-machzik ha-im saya, belach, shen kurayim b'yavesh, says a kli, a wooden vessel, right, if it's big enough to contain 40 saya of liquid, which is 2 kur of dry goods, tahor, it's tahor, why? K'ribim ma'amid likin, you wrote the Shabbos, in the flamaday. The kli aids it kash lasak she mitaltel malaver ekan. It's learned from a hekesh there to hessian to bags. V'zo elam mitaltel malay. You can't carry this while it's full because it's too heavy. So therefore, damasere kaidim u'matina v'gorah de benachon hashida beilo mimim nimdedet mibachutz. But now there's a machloket. How do we assess the size of this agala to decide whether it's got a capacity, a volume of 40 seya or not? Right? Do we measure the inside walls only, well, literally the inside volume, or do we look at the whole thing as a whole and imagine the whole thing as a volume and we ignore the walls? That's what he says over here. It's machlokes kli gadol. Kli arim tohora. He says we look at it on the outside as if this whole big thing is one kli. And would it, if it was inside another box, would it be 40 say or not? The kasava af ovia nimdad ima, because he says even the width of the walls, the thickness of the walls, it's a big question today how you count arnona, right? Those of us living in Taman, we know that a couple of years ago they came around and recounted all the houses and they counted the arnona from the outside walls, not the inside walls. There was a big outcry. So do you measure is the size of your house the internal walls only, or is the size of your house including the walls? Simple. That's exactly what's going on over here. But Hillel says you include the walls. Right? V'hamukhni, however, he agrees there that you count the walls. V'hamukhni, enonim dadima lashlim. But the wheels are not. When you look at, you don't include the wheels. In other words, if the wheels stick out half a meter on each side, that doesn't make the whole thing a bigger by a meter. We ignore the wheels. That's what he says. Right? Enonim dadima lashlim, deroim, kilo, nitala, mukhni, v'achak, tidatela, shidal, tochti. We look at it as if you took off the wheels first, and then you stuck this big a carriage into a vessel to see how big it was. So that's what he means when he says that on the one hand, amuchni bismanchin is shmetet, it's removable, ein chibula isn't part of it, even if it is on it, ve'einim derima, we don't use it for measuring volume. And the next thing we said was, ve'ein matziritima bo'elamait. What does it mean? It doesn't save it when it comes to, it isn't saved, right, when it goes over a dead body. The ima sheda, I'm back in Rashi now. The ima sheda machzek rabim sayad and mekabel tuma. The carriage itself, because it's big enough, matzelet boel amait. It is safe. Doesn't become tame. It's too big. Vahave oil atzma. Velo she nichzel beit shamait bo. And it's oil on its own. Therefore, when it goes over the body, we don't consider it going into an ohel. It itself is an ohel. And therefore, it's a separate house altogether. Dimkain ein kanatzala. Otherwise, he says there'd never be any way that a carriage could go over a dead body. Shagag ma'ahil ala taharot minamala. Right? Because it's always going to... Shagag ma'ahil ala taharot minamala. Because what's happening is, you've got a carriage, you've got a roof on top. If this becomes tame, anybody inside the carriage would become in an oil under the roof of the carriage. It would become tumei meit. Ela kegon shnichasa lebeit ha'kfarot, kenaminim ve'eruvin. Vilo mer apa ben ha'kfarot, nashiachol lachotz b'shida, teva u'migdal b'perek b'chol ha'marvin. Even if you go through a cemetery with this carriage, you're safe. Right? Teksavar ohel zaruk, klomar ohel ha'mitaltel, shmei ohel. Even though it's movable, it's still called an ohel, u'mafsik, and it separates completely. Right? Bifnei. The Bach changes this over here. Bifnei atuba. Vahamuchni, so now we come to our discussion. Our discussion is talking about the wheel now. Right? Vahamuchni. And this wheel, imhu gavoa midofne hashida, if it's higher than the sides of the man, a big wheel, you can imagine like these from the 1880s when the foot trekkers came to South Africa. What do you call a foot trekker in English? You know, they were the trekkers that came to settle in South Africa. They came with these big carriages. The Kalim Baltim Milamala, and they've got all things sticking out on top. Midofna Shida, on the sides of this carriage. The Gova Muchni Megera Lehem, right? And the heart of the wheel is protecting them. And no Metzilan. They don't become saved from Tuma. Because the muchni, the wheel, isn't part of the shida. So the wheel doesn't protect the tuma. It's not protected from tuma. It becomes tame. It's not part of the carriage. The muchni kli hu la'atzmo, u'mekabel tuma, v'eino chotetz yivnei ha'tuma. And therefore, it won't be a separator between the tuma and this kli sticking out on top of the carriage. Because the muchni is not part of it. V'rabotai dochakin v'farashinota bo'oel ha'meit mamash v'shilachim. Let's see the Rashi. So I think we've got a good enough idea over here what's going on. So let's quickly go back. So like this now. So now Rabbi Lazar asked the kashi. We'll see in a second. It's related to our sugya. It's not detached. So let's go back now. We understand what's going on. Muchni shalab is banshi nishmetet. It's removable. Ein chibula isn't connected. Ve'ein imderetima. Ve'ein matzeretima bo'el amet. Now, ve'ein gorinota b'shabbat. This wheel, you can't drag on Shabbos. Ve'ein gorinota b'shabbat. Bizman sheyesh aleh ma'ot. When it's got money on it. It's a separate kli. Ha, ein alei ma'ot, shari, if it hasn't got money that you can, af al gav, tahavu alei bein ha'shmashot. Brightness says that we have strange things. So all the other stuff we learned was totally irrelevant to this. But now we come to our question. You've got this wheel over there. If it had money on it, you can't drag it on Shabbos. If it never had money, you can, right? Ha, ein alei ma'ot, sharia, now, wait a second. Let's think back to what we learned just now. We saw earlier on, right, that this bed, we said that if you had dedicated the bed, then you can never use it. If you never dedicated the bed, right, then if it had money on it, you couldn't use it on Shabbos. If it never had money, you could use it on Shabbos. And what was the qualifying time? Ben Hashmashot. Right? If it had money, but never money it now, then you couldn't use it. Here we're saying with the wheel that even if it had money on it on Ben Hashmashot, this wheel you can still use even though the money is offered now. Do you see the stira? Right?
A wheel doesn't become a basis.
The wheel doesn't become a basis of the Varasur, exactly. Even though it had money on it. So the question is now, who's this Tanela? So Gemara says, "Hahi Rabbi Shimon hi deleitle muktza." He says, "No, that's Mishnah he has according to Rabbi Shimon. Because Rabbi Shimon's the one who says there's no muktza." Rabbi Shimon, what does it mean no muktza? Right, look at Rashi at the bottom there. "Hahi Rabbi Shimon hi umihu ma'ot lo chazumidi umor Rabbi Shimon de onel avasur." Therefore, even though he says the ma'ot are not right for anything now because it's Shabbos. So Rabbi Shimon agrees that if the money's on it, you can't move it. But if the money's off it, you can use it. And the Mishnah says, "V'rav, Rabbi Yehuda Svirlei." And Rav, right? Because look, earlier when we said over there, the previous bright, we said, Amar Rav, Mita, the whole story there, he was going like Rabbi Yehuda. So that's why there's no stira. The previous brighter was Rav, who said like Rabbi Yehuda, and this brighter is like Rabbi Shimon. And the Gemara says, let's quickly just end off over here. We've got time here, take 1 second. Hachra Mistabra, Rav Rabbi Yehuda Sfirle. He says, it makes sense as well that Rav holds like Rabbi Yehuda, Tama Rav, Menichin Nera Gabe Dekel B'Shabbat. You can put a candle on a palm on a palm tree on Shabbos. And you can't put it on a dekel on Yontov. Look at Rashi there. Menichin mi ba'od yom, right? So he says over here, right? What does it mean that menichin mi ba'od yom? Before night time, before Shabbos is in, right? Right. Mistabed Rav is menichin al gabe dekel b'Shabbos. Menichin al gabe dekel b'Yontov, right? And look at Rashi al gabe dekel v'dalek sham b'Shabbat. And let it burn there on Shabbos. Delekele mechash, because shechabe lishkele minay, venimtze mishtamesh bemechubar. Dechayvan deakze the dava haasu ben hamshvashot ikze the kule yoma. He says it makes sense over here. That this is Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda says you can leave the candle there because you aren't going to come and end up wanting to use this palm tree because once you start candle, it's all gone out of your mind the whole time, right? And I'll go. You know what? Let's get. It's, and usually let's carry on with that tomorrow. Okay, we'll carry on tomorrow.